plenary session, the Hawaii Women's Legislative Caucus releases a package of bills reflecting their priorities. And while that happened again this week, the concern over the disconnect from presidential support over the status of women is bringing greater local emphasis. Access to health care, stemming domestic violence, plus the safety and well-being of children and families are at the root of this season's package. Representative Della Albalotti is co-chair of the Women's Legislative Caucus. She joins us now to put this year's bills in context. And generally speaking, I mean, here we are not even a week after the march that drew thousands to the Capitol and many more around the state. Della Albalotti, are we really looking at a time when focus on women and the well-being of children and families has to be brought into greater spotlight?
It definitely has to be brought into greater spotlight, Beth Ann. We've been working over the last 20 years as a caucus, but I think we are more empowered and encouraged by the attention that's being brought to women's issues. We will continue to fight in these areas of healthcare, ensuring children health and safety, reducing violence against women, and ensuring economic opportunity.
So let's talk about some of those bills. Some of them are new. Some of them stem from issues we've been talking about for a while. Some from the last year or so. But this one, relating to limited service for pregnancy centers, requiring that those centers disclose the availability of an enrollment information for reproductive health services, that seems to be a little newer.
It is a new bill, and what we've discovered is that there are these limited service pregnancy centers out there where women are going to get counseling, but they're not given the full range of information. They're not being informed about the publicly funded options that they have available. And so we're talking about people, women, getting full disclosure of the options that they have in front of them when they're facing the difficult decision of maintaining a pregnancy.
Some would call these fake centers. Is that what we're talking about?
We are. They're limited service pregnancy centers. And what we really want is just transparency and disclosure of information, medically sound information.
Another new bill for this year is allowing same-sex couples to be able to have the same access to insurance coverage for in vitro fertilization. Why this bill now?
This bill is important because We want to make sure that it's non-discriminatory. Hawaii has actually been a leader in vitro fertilization. We've had this mandate for over 20, 30 years. But what we wanted to make sure is that same-sex couples also have that one-shot chance at being able to create their families.
For some of the issues that you've been following for a while concerning sexual violence, rape kits, those issues continue in various bills this time around, too. For the last one, looking at what happens with the collection of the rape kits and how are they tested and what is the AG's responsibility going forward?
So the Women's Legislative Caucus has been a leader on this. Representative Ichiyama, Senator Thielen, Senator Roz Baker, we've been watching and monitoring this, working with attorney generals, and we want to make sure that they have criteria for the testing of the backlog. And we also want to make sure that they keep moving forward on this issue because every untested kit is a person. We have to remember that.
And for kids who are in dangerous situations and they are too young to even know they are in a dangerous situation because they are in child care, we've heard about children who unfortunately died, babies who died because the child care center didn't have appropriately trained people, perhaps, or for whatever reason, looking at what kind of real, you know, regulation will be put up for that comes right out of these news headlines.
Absolutely. And the caucus has always been focused on health and safety of children. But this year, it's really crystallized. We have a number of bills looking at child care facilities. We also have a bill called Hawaii Keiki Healthy and Ready to Learn. And that's going to be looking at how do we strengthen health-related services that are given and provided through the educational system. So really a focus on the well-being and safety of children.
We've talked about family leave for a very long time, and it doesn't seem to be getting a lot of traction nationally, although we keep talking about it and talking about it. Same thing, I would suppose, has to do with the parity for women in pay. There are those who say, well, you keep talking about it. Well, sooner or later, that wall is going to get knocked down. While we talk about walls for other things, how is this going to happen this year when it hasn't been able to get traction in past?
Well, I'm trying to be an optimist, and maybe this is one place where we can build bridges with the new president, because he has said that paid family leave is a priority of his and his daughters. But here in this state, we've actually have the opportunity to really study our market and understand what benefit will work. So the Department of Labor, Department of Human Services, the Status on the Commission of Women have acquired a grant that's going to allow us to study that. There are still bills that will be considered within the legislature, but I think this is a kind of benefit that we have to study. So this is the one that the caucus is long supported, but we're actually at a point now where people are looking at it really seriously. So I am optimistic.
While we're talking about family and unpaid leave, there's also the issue of the tax credit and whether or not that credit will be capped at 10% of the federal earned income tax credit.
The earned income tax credit, we're calling it now the working family tax credit. It is one of the best known anti-poverty measures that we can adopt. But that conversation is going to actually be tied into conversations about rail tax, about all the kind of taxes that we're looking at. So certainly that's going to be something that we're going to talk about, but it's tied up with other big budget items.
And we're still looking at equal pay, and yet there's another bill this year, too.
So with this bill, we're actually paring it down, and we really want to focus on ensuring that people are not retaliated against if they share their salaries. So it's not the full equal pay statute.
Nell Albalati, of all these bills, if you had to pick one that if we talk to each other in May, as we will, that you had to say is an absolute must, or a couple of them? I know that's hard. It's like picking your favorite kid.
Oh, that is so hard. But I would say the limited service pregnancy centers, the IVF mandate, the sex assault kit tracking, as well as the child care facility bills.
All right. Well, we'll be talking during session. And thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Representative Della Albalati is a civil rights attorney, wife, and mom. She represents the 24th District, Makiki, Tanlis, Papakolea, Makaulay, Pava'a. You say it for me.
Pava'a.
Pava'a. There, I got it right finally. Manoa. And she's also co-chair of the Women's Legislative Caucus.